could undermine the efforts to find a political and diplomatic solution to the conflict in Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry rejects U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's claims that Damascus was responsible for the alleged chemical weapons attack last week. The ministry added that such remarks are just a desperate attempt to justify a military strike against Syria. According to diplomatic sources, UN Secretary General says it may take 2 weeks for the UN experts to analyze the samples they've collected at the site of a chemical attack in Syria. Ban Ki-moon made the statement during a meeting with delegates from 5 permanent members of the Security Council. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the alliance has no plans for military action in Syria. He says such an action would require the approval of all 28 NATO member states. So far, at least 10 countries of the alliance have rejected any form of military intervention before the report of the UN inspectors is completed. The British government has asked the New York Times to destroy copies of documents leaked by former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. Last month, The Guardian said that it destroyed copies of leaked documents from Snowden after British authorities threatened to take legal action against the newspaper. In Bahrain, regime forces clash with protesters demanding release of activists and democratic change. Riot police fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse thousands of protesters in the village of Jid Hafs, west of the capital Manama. Bahrain has been gripped by violence since 2011. The Colombian president says 50,000 soldiers will patrol the streets of the capital Bogota after violent protests left at least 2 people dead and dozens injured. Juan Manuel Santos took the measure following almost 2 weeks of clashes between striking farmers and police across the country. In Egypt, clashes broke out in several cities after protesters staged demonstrations to demand the reinstatement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. At least 6 people have been killed and dozens injured during the clashes. Egypt has been gripped by violence since the army deposed Morsi's government on July the 3rd.